This conference is being recorded.
Walker Fire Protection Association, September board meeting.
Russ, you got it?
Yes, I got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the government where it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ.
Cheer everybody up.
Nick, when we first moved to Cave Creek 13 years ago, I took my daughter for a walk.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, no.
Oh, I think this is my resentment.
With her.
Yeah.
Now?
Then, like $700 later, the vet.
Oh, no.
They have had her own.
Oh, yeah.
Dug my tower and
tried to chop it up.
Troya, the bane of the desert. I'll tell you. Anybody who's ever been stuck with a Cholla hasn't lived in Arizona.
Yeah.
I used to have a hairy big poodle that wanted to get in all those birds.
Right. Right.
Okay. We have an agenda. There's anybody have anything to add to the agenda? I have a motion to accept the agenda.
Making a motion to accept the
Johnny
agenda.
Johnny O is in the motion mode this year.
Yeah.
3 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have hour-long meeting.
Okay. That's right. We have any public comments? Anybody have anything they want to address the board about? That's not on the agenda. Some other place. President's report. The only thing I have to say is that the construction is going well, and we'll talk about it here in a little. It's going great. Pancake breakfasts have been going great. Bingo, a little yo-yo-ish, but you know, 20 to 40 people at the bingo. We're making 100 to 200 bucks. It's a lot of fun. It's a great social event. A lot of things. The bylaws are going to be talked about here in a little bit. Hopefully, we'll keep these from being the catalyst for anxiety that they have been in the past. So we can move along with that. But I think things are moving along very, very well. Rudy's been working himself there here with his construction, and it's been going great.
With Keith's toys.
So, yeah. So everything seems to be rocking along pretty well. We've had a great wet season, so things are going good. So, Russ, you have the secretary's report?
I do. The minutes from the August board meeting were distributed and posted, so same with the audio file. And we have received so far 5 return letters. Actually, we've got a couple more, but I'll save those for next month's meeting. But 5 return letters so far from the most recent mailing. 2 of those 5 letters were returned to some new addresses, and the remaining were marked undeliverable from the post office. So the data that we used from pulled from Yavapai County in April was updated with the information we've gotten from Sharon over the last few months. So it was the most current that we have. So I did check all 5 against the county data, and the county data does have the 2 updated addresses. So that's good. The next time we pull, we'll have more current information again. The other 3 still have the bad data in there, so we're going to wind up with bad data again. And I followed up with the State Corporation Commission. We've completed the annual filing requirements, so we are current. So that was all due by the 11th, and that's when we're done.
Well done. I'd like to make a motion at this time, if you're finished, waive the reading of the minutes from last month.
Second. Just like your name in a minute, don't you? Any discussion about the secretary's report? All in favor of dispensing with the reading of the minutes?
Aye.
Opposed? Treasurer's report.
Things are going very well. The cash is down from the beginning of the year, mainly because of the addition. Basically, where we are is we're showing a minus $10,000 loss year to date against the budget. But 90% of that is timing on the expenses on the addition. So, for the most part, we're
So we're, you see, we're $10,000 below what we
anticipated
for the budget.
Correct.
You have a $22,000 expenditure with the building, so.
Well, really, some of that was, I mean, I had that in the right months, but our contractor was so fast, it all got backed up into a.
You rarely hear those words.
You haven't heard the report yet.
Yeah.
You won't stand liquidated damages.
And then we have, on the income side, we have this $4,900 as a result of the fundraising letter. That's.
We have whatever's come
in. It's not in the.
We have whatever's come in August.
Right. Okay.
Which, by the way, contributions, actually, the actual contributions are slightly ahead for the year.
Even before the September?
No, because a lot of that money is in here by the end of August.
Okay.
We don't.
Yeah. No,
it's all lumped in there.
Okay.
Because the latest go around, we made $5,000, as you know.
Right. Okay. Any questions for the treasurer? Have a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I have a motion to accept the treasurer's report. Yes,
second.
I might hear somebody repeat it.
It's very good.
Thank
treasurer's
really,
report is very good.
Yeah, things are going well. Yes, it's
going okay. So, all in favor? All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Oh, Luke, can you pat him on the back, please?
Start to scare me.
Fire chief, fire chief's report. Roger, I was a little shocked that this thing is only about.
Well done, Roger. I can even read one.
We had three call. Oh, I'm sorry, I spoke. Three medical calls, one snake relocation, and one smoke investigation. Personnel Larry Markham and Terry Werlein were appointed co-training officers. Both are new to the department and the area. Each has more than 20 years of experience, and were referred to us by professional departments, Forest Service and Chino Valley, respectively. Fleet, CYFD has not been able to schedule our vehicles yet for their annual servicing. Training, we did station cleanup middle of August and early September with structure training. Both trainings, again, you know, mid-teens turnout, which continues to amaze me. Facilities, I'll defer to Rudy for any comments about the new storage. Western Yavapai Chiefs Association, the grant process for the SCBAs is proceeding and may resolve sooner than I expected. The bid was lower, I'm sorry, that's a typo. The bid is higher than what we were, the bid from the contractor is lower than what we were awarded, which means we may be able to get some extra equipment built into the grant, which for now is probably extra masks, but we'll see how that plays out. PRCC, no report. Additional stuff, Vic asked, I don't know if you were joking when you asked me to do this, so I'll do it anyway. We received a check for the Sundance fire, which I think was $3,850. We'll have three more checks coming in for fires, as well as the reimbursement check for the VFA grant. We have no control over when that comes, but it all comes from the same place, State Forestry.
Okay.
I'm not the kind of guy to kiss. When it comes to money.
Where was the Sundance fire?
That was the one out on Senator Highway, mm-hmm. south for, I don't know, maybe a half a mile, and then a hike up a hill to the top of a ridge.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. Right. I remember seeing
that. Was in April
right.
7th, probably.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and you had some guys at the fire school down in Mesa, too, right?
Yeah, we had two guys take the basic firefighter class, which is, you know, perfect for our department, which is probably why it exists, because it's perfect for a lot of departments. Matt Greenhall took ropes rescue, which we now have two guys that are, really know their stuff about ropes, which is important because it's an area where we've not done. We've done some training over the years, but I'm trying to have us do more. And Eric White, who is one of our paramedics, we have two paramedics now. One of our paramedics took an extrication class, vehicle extrication class.
And Larry Markham and Terry Werlein, are they also volunteers on the fire department, or are they just helping
yes.
you train?
No, okay. They are.
So they're part of the crew.
They've joined the department.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Okay. Any other questions for Roger?
One other question. So the Sundance fire, is that state forest? Who's paying us?
State forestry. Well, it was a Forest Service incident. All checks, regardless, make their way through state forestry for disbursement.
I see. Right. And now we've sent trucks to fires before, right?
We've got mine before.
Yeah, interesting.
But to Roger's credit, and the reason I want him to blow his own horn a little bit, I mean,
yeah.
more apt to use us now than they were in the past.
Right, right.
Yeah, come out and kill ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm not besmirching anybody in the back. I'm just saying that
we've made great strides forward as well.
And that's money for using, was that a water tender for one of our trucks?
The Sundance fire was 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
The first day was firefighting. It was the water tender, Patrol 85, and Patrol 80.
Hmm.
The next day, I couldn't go, so I forget exactly. It was at least one water tender. It may have been two, and Patrol 80.
That's great. That's great. And this is 3,800, you said, and that's just one one of some checks.
Two other checks that are similar, close to $3,000.
Wow, that's great.
And then another one, which Gene and I just drove around for a couple of hours with them looking for a tree fire. That's going to be like $200 or $300.
Wow. So fire department gets paid for the vehicles. Do the firefighters get paid for their time as well?
They don't. That's something, we haven't needed to resolve because no one's asked about it. We're going to need to resolve what FLASA actually means and how it actually does or does not pertain.
Right.
Greg Stava, a couple of years ago, dug up something encouraging in terms of being able to pay firefighters. He's either right or he's wrong.
Right.
But we've not had people ask about it. So.
Right. Well, that's great. That's great income for the fire department and great notoriety.
Yeah, I think that document he found was pretty much on point, up to $20,000, and I don't know that you'll ever reach that threshold. Is probably considered not something in violation of the FLASA standards. So, and he had it right. It seemed to be pretty specific, but it took him forever to find it.
Right.
Buried in the bowels.
So it's basically a firefighter can earn up to $20,000 in 1 year,
right,
and not go over this limit.
Right.
Okay.
And not reach the threshold where you're covered by FLASA.
Gotcha.
Cool. Great.
Well, that was a wonderful report. I'd like to accept that, to make a motion to accept that report as a report.
I don't want you complaining about how long.
Second for somebody.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, poor Vic. Bird up dog face.
John Moose. 6 seconds to accept the fire chief's report. We have a discussion about the fire chief report. I have another question. No, he's talking about the money that's coming in, and as it relates to the treasurer's report. Yeah. No. Well, now it's time to discuss it. As it relates to the treasurer's report, you are counting expenses from the equipment that he's buying. This is a reimbursement. this is a reimbursement grant. They don't just give us money. We have to spend the money and then get reimbursed for it.
So this has all been procured.
Right.
So now we're just waiting for the check. We bought all the stuff in May and June. And got the paperwork in,
right?
In like quadruplicate essentially.
Okay.
And then, you're all set. It takes us 3 to 6 months to send you a check. So
right.
That's where we are in that 3 to 6 months.
But you're right,
that's
the
reimbursement.
The expenses are included in the.
I don't know the timing of the expenses. For the timing.
Well, the outlays were.
I remember the bill coming from, but I don't know
where
the money went to.
Well, they were in the last.
Yeah, but it's
year. They were in the last fiscal year.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
Because we did. It's possible a couple of things were bought in June. I think.
Are we talking about the GPS stuff?
That whole grant. A lot of that stuff was in last fiscal year.
The answer is yes, because nothing comes or goes without a coin.
Through the account.
Through the account on the statement. Otherwise, we'd play.
So what happens is this income is going to come from these grants for expenses that we incurred last year.
The turnouts may have been purchased in this fiscal year. I'm not 100% positive, but the other stuff. Kind of staged out the other stuff.
Sure.
We
did get the money for the GPS last year. It was a check for like $4,000.
Okay.
But okay, this is just an accounting thing I'm asking about.
Am I dreaming?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Let's have a dream.
But the $10,000 that were under budget, over budget, it will be offset by some of these grant monies that are coming in. So, the expenses for this equipment that we're buying with the grant is reflected in this $10,000 that we're over the budget.
It sounds like it should be, but I'd have to go back and look to see.
Okay.
I mean,
All right.
Yeah.
All in favor of accepting the fire chief's report?
Aye.
There's no reason.
I did that.
I have the fire chief's report. Mm-hmm. Just real quick, did you talk to the woman about the audit? That's all I want to know. I forgot. Sent it to you to call this woman?
A long time ago or just
no,
real recent?
Weeks ago.
I don't remember getting it.
Yeah.
The Copper Point Mutual audit.
Okay, I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a call to action.
Yeah, you have to send some documents back.
Uh-oh. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, because it's insurance related. It's an audit that's done every year.
Okay.
He asked the same question, how many volunteers do you have? And
I remember seeing it.
And the questions are always the same, which volunteers?
Yeah.
Everybody that's associated with volunteers at some point in time.
I'm sorry, I read the whole thing. I read the whole thing, and the bottom line looked to me like you were going to defer to Roger. Because
I defer everything to others.
I get a reply all with the information. Okay. Someone asked, you know, on that email chain, there was a question, and, you know, we'll probably get that from Roger. I just replied all, like, immediately saying, here's the info.
Right.
That's it. So, to me, as far as I'm concerned, it's done. And
No. You've got to call her.
The reply all was amongst the board.
Oh, yeah. And that, is for?
Copper Point Mutual.
Okay.
Workers' comp.
Okay.
And it'll
that gal is challenging.
She does this every year, and nothing's changed.
Nothing changes.
Right.
Then you send this in, they do the audit, then they send
your job.
Then they send us a bill. We're paying monthly, right?
That I don't know.
My understanding is all they wanted was, again, a list of firefighters, correct?
Yes.
That's what they always ask for.
Yes.
Right, so I don't know what else. I'll call her and ask if there's anything else.
Just fill out the form and sign it. And send it to her.
All right.
But is there a monthly fee?
I think we're on a monthly basis, yeah.
And is that workman's comp?
Yeah.
Okay. We're working.
It's either monthly or it's annual. So.
Okay.
Get that wrong.
I don't think it's quarterly.
Right.
But we only have
the lights are flickering.
Yeah, but we only have salaries in one quarter.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
The answer to the question.
That's right.
Yeah. This one bill.
With money on it.
Okay.
All right.
Committee reports, fundraising.
Fundraising.
It's been a long week today, hasn't it?
Firefighter Appreciation Day is on the 4th, October 4th, and that is live music and pig roast, and that's always a great, really fun event, so that's upcoming.
Are we having something else besides pig for those folks in our community that do not eat pork?
No, they just aren't invited.
Whatever they bring.
It's a potluck, pig roast and potluck. Great, good.
I know one year we had pork and we also had chicken. It was... Or was that brought in?
That might have been brought in.
I can cook chicken. No, it's fine. I just didn't remember. I remember chicken being there.
Right.
Yeah, it's a potluck. So.
Okay.
And it's the 4th. Roger, that's one of the things I was going to call you about. Have you had any thoughts about what we would need to do or for the firefighters, anything other than the dinner itself? You have some kind of, you make an introduction of your firefighters, I think. Like we did last year. Is there anything else that we need to do, do you think? What goes?
Yeah, I was going to have a firefighter of the year. I've got someone in mind. Probably be neat to, I'm trying to think of the best way to do this, give out some sort of, token to go with it.
Right.
Either something for the mantle or something that's equipment related. That this person can use, on an incident. But, I mean, whatever this trophy place that's near where you work, I mean, can you maybe get something small and I'll procure some equipment, for his pack or whatever?
Okay, we'll talk about it and figure out something, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
And, between now and then, get it set up.
Okay.
We sent the letter. We had a little fundraising letter, and that resulted in $5,000.
Right. Up four. We netted four.
Report. This is real quick. Okay. You send an email that the assistant treasurer doesn't sign checks. Assistant treasurer does sign checks.
Oh.
Assistant treasurer does have checks because the whole concept of the assistant treasurer is
to be able to start
nobody around.
Treasurer, yeah.
And somebody needs a check.
Okay. Well, then the requirement is that they be bonded. And have we done that?
Bonding.
Don't let that felony arrest stand in your way from signing checks.
I remember when the bonding was being talked about, and I'll have to check that out. Actually, that's something you need and I need to talk about. I don't think it was by person.
Do we have a bond?
Yeah.
We have a fidelity bond.
Because
as I recall, you don't typically do it by person. You do it by volume of
dollars coming and going.
Right.
But can you check that, Johnny? Because
I got a full plate already with another gal I got to call.
The whole problem, all this stuff, all these names change every year.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A pain in the ass, all this.
Right.
So for the most part, for example, whenever we're using emails for establishing accounts, use your Walker emails.
That's right.
So that when the treasurer leaves, like I am, it'll go to Steve without having to change 50 documents.
So give me a clarification on the fidelity bond. What's the question?
Fidelity bond is, Bill was thinking that the assistant treasurer did not sign checks. He has, is her name on there? And I'm suggesting, I don't believe that there's any, I don't think names are a part of the equation.
Oh, I see. But you think it's title? But
I think it's money. That's typically, because my experience as a contractor, we had fidelity bonds, and they didn't ask. That's what we're checking out.
They were performance bonds.
If you recall, it was Greg Stala who put
those are performance bonds. Right. You're talking about your construction business.
Now,
both. Okay.
Both.
Well, the reason I'm asking is that in this bylaw process, reading through the bylaws again, it says assistant treasurers will be bonded. That's in the bylaw.
Oh, I see. So the question is really,
who's covered by the bond?
Okay.
Do we have a bond for assistant treasurers? Or anybody who signs on the...
like I said, it's one bond. The question is...
who's covered by it?
Remember again, Stava put it together.
Right.
I think it's Chubb.
I don't know.
It was a separate bond.
It is separate. And it's like
okay, all right. So... so the fundraising turned into the treasurer's. Okay. Bylaws, we had a discussion about the bylaws in our executive session. Victoria, what we'd like to do, we have some input for your committee, but we'd like to wait till the end of the meeting so that we can, maybe if you have time to sit, we can sit down and talk about it in a more informal setting. Is that okay with you?
I have to leave here by 10:45. I'm involved with the GPS.
It's my hope that we're finished by 10:15.
Okay. That works.
We're almost done with the meeting.
Yeah, the meetings don't drag on all that long unless some people ask questions.
I know what you mean. Talking about Fiske, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm talking about me.
Okay.
Firewise, do we have anybody in contact with Lauren Bykirk about what's going on with the Firewise in terms of maybe a chipper day or anything like that? Haven't had any contact with them. I hear informally that they may have another grant, but I don't know that. So, all right. Firewise at the end, Volunteer of the Month recognition. There's a list of people. Always got to ask Rudy. Got to thank Keith. You guys are knocking it dead. Ken Vickers was here with his dad. Is it Kenny and who?
Rusty.
They were here and helped when they had the thing was unlocked, and they helped unload this big refrigerator. That turns out to be bigger than we ever anticipated it was going to be. But everybody has chipped in. It's been great. And it's hard to pick out anybody. Old business. Welcome information for new owners. You got some kind of a draft?
Well, it's a lot of stuff going on. This was the letter that you sent to me, and I tweaked and I sent it back to you.
Okay.
And
never heard from you again.
Never heard from you again.
Okay. What? You want to send it to all of us?
Sure.
And then let's get it in trifold mode, and we'll see what Matt can do about getting it printed up.
All right, that's great.
Because I don't think this needs to be all that complicated.
It does not need to be all that complicated. In fact, what I've got right now is I've got the Firewise brochures
for
Walker history, and I've got... these that I've showed around before,
right.
I was waiting for comment on them, but I didn't get any, so I guess we're good to fly. I did locate at OpsMax, Avery makes an 8.5 by 11 magnet sheet that's printable. Okay, so you can just print right on them.
Well, the printer next door to me has all that stuff.
Okay, cool, because they're fairly expensive. It's $13.50 for five sheets.
Right.
That's good. Either that or we could have something like that. We could even put the little strip magnets on the back, cut them. I would like to get photographs. I know Janet took a bunch of photographs at Walker Day.
Mm-hmm.
and Roger, if I could get some pictures from you of the firefighters in action, a few.
How many do you think you need?
Let me have about 10 or 12, and I'll select down. I'll make recommendations and select down from them, because it's going to be a part of a, it's going to be the third fold of a trifold.
Okay.
Or one of the folds in a trifold.
And do you want me to reduce them or send them?
I can reduce them down. Just send them a...
I mean, in terms of, I can reduce them, but just in terms of having the thing made, is it better to give you a larger, fuller resolution picture?
Yes, please do that.
Okay.
And that way I can figure out who's doing what or what's actually happening by reducing it, and without using a magnifying glass, actually be able to tell what's...
Okay.
That is a firefighter with an axe, and that tree is on fire.
Okay. So you want 10 pictures?
What's
the theme of the trifold, then? Is it Walker Fire Department?
Because we've got...
Social and actual work.
Yeah, because we've got stuff from the WCAA,
mm-hmm.
and in fact, I did an inventory yesterday of everything I got from Sharon Benzie. We've got 5 WCA trifolds on hand, 31 Firewise trifolds, 10 Ember Beware, those are big things, 10 large Firewise pamphlets, 9 Pets Are Inside cards, which are good. And we need to have more of those printed up because that's outstanding. We've got 15 of the Walker history trifolds and 30 pocket folders.
Well, those pets are inside. They may be commercial stock someplace. They may already be.
I'm sure they probably are. They might be even a PetSmart.
Yeah.
Something like
sure.
that. But that's where we're at right now.
All right. Well, send us, you either get response or you won't get response.
All right.
Let us give the opportunity and then get a final draft and we'll send it off and see if we can.
Sounds
just
good.
Get them out. Okay, facility maintenance. We know we've been talking about this off and on. I think it was a victim. Did you say you knew somebody that you were going to ask about doing a...
Yes, and the answer is no. It's,
okay.
It was actually... what's your name, Steve?
Larry Shepard.
Larry Shepard. Had some health issues and said he would if...
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think this is something we need to.
That's what I told him.
Yeah. We certainly need somebody to help us with.
Roger,
do this. Well, I think you need somebody that is aware of what facilities need. Repairs. I think Rick Baker in a conversation I had with him. Like, when's the last time you had the heaters service? And those just little things that like we have lights out here. We need to replace these lights. What is it that needs to be done, and get some kind of a schedule done to do it?
Because
you can't do this. Roger can't do all this.
Right.
Right.
Maybe do it themselves.
And you can't expect Roger to do all this. I mean, it's
you
just
don't life expectancy of things like the roof and the doors,
right?
That we need to have for budget planning purposes.
Yeah. Yeah, so we need some, and like Rick Baker's a professional, but he also has health issues, so I'll talk to him again, see maybe he may have a plan and somebody else can implement the plan. Rudy, I think you may know some people too, but Rudy's been pushing a lot of wheelbarrows lately. Okay, the bridge project, is it really?
No.
Okay.
Excuse me.
No, that's fine. If you want to share with the rest of us, we'd be happy to hear it. Okay, the bridge project, I think that it has a life of its own. It really doesn't have anything to do with us. They've had the meetings here, to talk about it, but it'll be what it'll be.
Is there a scheduled date?
I haven't heard anything about a scheduled date.
September.
Now.
Bridge?
Now.
Okay. Yeah, it's late. No, that's fine. Okay. We're small enough here, Victoria. So
January, that's great. That means the snow will be 3 feet deep
when
you start to work on the bridge.
Right.
Well, now, actually, they have a lot of work to do prior to messing with concrete, and their thinking is that they can get it done in the winter. I mean, our winter.
Yeah. Plus 10 more.
You're the one that has 3 feet of snow. I mean, it doesn't happen down here.
Okay.
Something related, in case it was not crystal clear to everyone, paving is going to start on Monday and last for a month.
Some new business.
Well, looky there.
Oh, boy.
Okay, storeroom project.
I'm just going to lump everything together. We're going to finish here
Final inspection's probably on Friday, and next week following, not this one, but the following, we're going to do whatever punch list we have and put that linoleum in. So I think in 2 weeks we'll be 100% out of here.
Okay.
We are slightly over budget. With that last draw we received, I think we're going to be able to cover the last remaining expenses. Those are mostly the last half of subcontractor payments, things like that, some cleanup expenses. We regraded the orchard to get that water from going down in the orchard. It now goes into the county ditch. And if something goes wrong, call Keith. We've been working really hard to keep this place locked up and secure and have everybody here. And Terry came down and people walk by and help out. So I'm being real diligent about making sure it's closed up. We loaded the mailbox yesterday. Everybody probably noticed that. And last week on the storage, the county kind of made me dizzy a little bit, but we got through all that. You see, we now have doors in there and drywall in the storage. So we're through all that. And we still have a good relationship. And making my day today, getting one sock is like the top of the list of happiness.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Roger.
It's the little thing, you know?
It's the little life.
Well, you've done a great job on that project.
Okay, wow. So your paint preparation, you've asked for a couple of things.
Yeah.
The people will be on standby if you have.
Just come on down Monday.
Okay, but I mean, two things. One is if you can't be here and there's going to be inspections or contractors scheduled, we have a couple of people. John is one of them. Several people have volunteered to come down and do that. You just have to, I'll call them as it happens. And that shouldn't, there'll be only this week maybe.
Yeah.
Your last. And then the painting, you want some help doing the paint preparation. And I think John and Terry and John have all agreed to come down and help.
We've got one or two other people.
And there's other people coming, and I have an email from I forget her name, that said she might come down and help. So you'll have a crew 9 o'clock on Monday morning, is what you said. Okay.
I think everybody will be amazed how little time this takes, because with Keith's paint rig, you're going to tape out these two small rooms.
Right, just
cover
blast.
Windows, cover the floor. And the paint itself being like a half an hour, and the day's done.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, we're going to do a primer, though, and paint.
Okay.
On my floor. But don't sit in my chair.
That was my
giver. You are a giver, man. Wow.
Okay.
So we're okay on all that.
All right. So that we're nearing completion, and then the next question will be: I had started to have a conversation with Roger about what are we going to do with some of this stuff that we don't need anymore, like these two refrigerators, for instance. One of them is relatively new. We don't necessarily need them if we got this big refrigerator.
I would make a suggestion you put it next to the dumpster and say free and watch it go.
Well, do we have anybody in the community that is maybe down on their luck? Well, Russ suggested that Roger ask his firefighters if one of them would like to have a refrigerator.
Great idea.
There you go. That works.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. If not, we'll put it on the community
bulletin.
And
see what
wants to come.
Because that's not something that needs to be, there's still room for it, even though. And then
I've got a couple of things down here, seriously. I put free on it, and I've come back a day later. And
right,
John.
It's gone.
Right.
Gavin
put a body back there.
Okay, and then, Roger, I guess there are things that you had in that storeroom that got set outside there. I don't know how, if they got wet or not. We haven't had a chance to look at them even. So you're going to need some help, I think, sorting through that stuff. So can you get your firefighters to help you do it, or how you want to handle that? Do you need help from the
community? A lot of that is not fire department operation.
It's fundraising crap.
Yeah. And it's been sitting there for years and years and years.
Right.
So it's not in use by the fundraising. I guess I would give the fundraisers first dibs to really, things like there's softballs back there. There's just a lot of stuff or I guess maybe it makes sense for the fire department to go through first, pull out the firefighting equipment.
Right.
It's a lot of stuff that we don't use. It's probably a good excuse to kind of clear the clutter a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we would do that once we're done. Then
we could go through it as fundraisers and, like you say, softball.
I think what you need, you store.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd ask is that we have a place to put the tables and chairs.
So as a sequence of events, I'm not asking you timing, but in terms of sequence, how is this going to work?
this will be finished. Is there stuff in the garage back there still?
The garage is stuffed to the ceiling and to the wall. It is absolutely stuffed.
What's the nature of stuff that's in there?
Stuff that was in here, pretty much.
Okay.
I moved everything into the
ice chest.
So realize that there's a lot of stuff.
Right? Yeah. Paper plates.
If you haven't looked in that garage,
yeah.
And plus the stuff out back.
Yeah.
Ice chest that we would use ever?
We use them in the Walker Day, but I mean, we got to think about whether or not.
I'm thinking plug in, you're talking, okay.
Yeah.
I got
it. You know, we have to make some decisions about what to keep and not to keep, really, just because there's an empty space that you can put stuff in and then not see it for 3 years.
Right, right.
Doesn't make
there's like
sense.
Some office equipment there, like filing cabinets.
Yeah.
I mean, if we haven't used them
in
years and years,
right.
Maybe we, you know, and
right.
we weren't ruined just
yeah,
one way or another.
Yeah, we'll move it back into the.
No.
Yeah.
We'll keep
it. The rule is if you haven't used it in 3 years, or
right.
you didn't know you owned it anyway.
Somebody else wants it.
Create a corner for it,
yeah.
maybe in that building.
The ice chests are a legitimate keep, and I think legitimately go in the storeroom.
Okay.
But there's a lot of stuff that is legitimate throw.
Yeah, you're right, those cabinets.
And then those
three or four people, and maybe
mm-hmm.
Roger, somebody looking through the fire department stuff, and then somebody
right.
else looking through the fundraising
right.
stuff.
Right.
Because Roger needs to move that truck inside
three,
there pretty quick, right?
Done.
Yeah, done.
Forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Move the shelves and pick out what you want.
Are we ordering shelves?
No, we've got a lot of them there in the garage.
We got shelves.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
So in four layers or levels. I guess as a sequencing here, whenever Rudy is finished,
right.
please let me know.
Yeah.
We'll get in there. We'll get out the fire equipment. We'll put it wherever it ends up will be temporary. So I don't know whose domain that's going
right.
to encroach on, but it will be temporary. Then fundraise, you know, when I complete that, then I'll notify John, the fundraising, whatever that means. People
right.
can go in, and then whatever's left over.
Do a final sort, and then.
And yeah, one way or another, dispose of it.
And maybe my thought would be we'll leave in that building anything that we just decide is unnecessary. And if there's a lot of it, I'll get a company to come take it.
Well, you have to have room for his truck.
Is it in there or is that gone now?
No,
it's up at my house.
It's at your place. And that
yeah.
won't come back until fall, correct?
Until October.
It is October. Well, it'll be
there.
It'll come back after this is.
It's going to be fall in 10 minutes.
So I got 9 minutes to do it. All right.
Okay.
So, I mean, that'll be the sequence. Rudy, to me, to John.
Okay. And whatever's left over, I'll deal with getting rid of it.
Okay.
Either call someone to come get it or just truck it into one of the
okay.
places and donate
sure.
it.
And then I guess when you're done, please come back to me so we can get the truck into.
Back in there.
Right.
Basically, it's once it gets cold enough to where you'd have to worry about it freezing, correct?
Yeah. And yeah. we decided we're
okay.
not going to do anything with a floor in station
right.
number one.
For now, right.
Because it's on a downward slope and it floods every time it rains.
Mm-hmm. I would only say, good point.
Gravel
if
or
we
rock
had
or something in there.
When you're doing the gravel,
yeah.
you can look at that. If you think that another couple inches of gravel would make a difference, I mean, it would keep
water.
Flooding, but at least the gravel would keep it from being wet to the.
Where's
that that apron right outside the concrete apron right outside the
no
garage?
It's not even concrete, is it? I think it's just dirt in there.
There is an apron.
Well, there's an apron in front, and
yeah.
then it's dirt of some sort.
Uh-huh.
Inside. So the truck is resting on dirt
right.
that goes over a cement apron.
Well, why don't we just
over.
Jack that building up 3 feet?
That's what it needs. But then we're, now it's another $10,000 for a building that hardly ever
okay.
gets used, you know?
All right, that's
I
something
can take care
to
consider.
That. Yeah. Okay.
Lots of time.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. New business, water,
okay.
Walker Road paving. We got an announcement through the website. I don't know where that came from. Somebody sent a website that says they're going to start paving the 15th. And take whatever 2-3 months to get it fixed, to
a
get
month.
It finished.
Is that
a month, whatever.
Month.
It was.
The email
month.
Says October 15th.
Right, and
yeah.
they're just going
right.
to retop it, I guess.
Who
right?
knows? That's
who
right.
knows?
Yeah.
Well, there's a little more to it than that. I mean, they're paving here,
mm-hmm.
Our right of way. So it's possible they've got other little side jobs along the way
gotcha.
That relate, but I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah. If you talk to that lady, the contractor, not the county. The county's already made arrangements for the contractor, from what I understand that. They are willing to do it for zip.
Well, Jack Smith intervened. I don't know if he legitimately owns credit or not, but he said he would make sure it gets done, and it's getting done.
And this is basically the apron off the road
between,
up to the new cement, or not
yes,
necessarily?
Between the road to the cement.
Wow, very impressive.
So where is that water going to go? Is it going to come in here, or is it
going
to go that way?
No,
so you're slipped up that way.
It could go down.
Okay.
Into the county.
Okay.
Here. Yeah.
All right.
Ideally.
Yeah. Now that we've regraded it.
That's what we do, man.
Yeah.
No, they're going to make a bowl out of it.
No, no, but they're coming off the road, right? It's,
yeah.
It's coming down.
Change in elevation.
They got it.
Okay.
They got it.
Yeah, I've got a question. Seeing this right-of-way stake that's right here by the corner of the station, are we going to lose that Ponderosa that's right there?
No one has told me about that as part of this project, so I don't know the answer. However, the tree has been sick for a while.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a forestry major, but it is sick, and at some point it is going to have to go.
Yeah.
I don't know whether this is forcing our hand there or not. Right.
Only if it's healthy.
Yeah.
Only if it's healthy. And that one is old. It's
what, in the
38, 40 inches across.
Yeah, but it's in the way.
I agree.
Yeah. In the way of what? Parking, driving,
using
vision.
A little bit of an obstacle.
Yeah.
Are you a tree saver, too?
I took 90 trees off my property.
Yeah, right.
I know. And there's still too damn many.
I know. Okay, so so we don't care if they take the tree or not?
I don't. If it's sick, or if it's in the way, or if it's an ice
cream. It's definitely sick. I don't know how close it is to being dead. It's variable.
It's sick. Let's take it down before it falls out.
I'll take it and give it a good home.
If they're
going to
take it, it's not the worst thing in the world. It is an incredibly technical cut because of the totality of the situation.
Yeah.
So if they want to do it and own the liability, that is not the worst possible outcome, but
right.
I don't know that that's happening now.
Okay,
right.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I didn't mean
no.
to start a
war. And they want us dropping that tree on their brand new pavement. That would be fun, too. All right. Okay. Anything else about the paving? What's going to happen? Is there going to be some disruption for those that live beyond
not
it?
Not for me.
Not for you.
Well, as long as they're not doing it on a weekend.
Well, enough.
I got the bridge.
You got the bridge.
Yeah.
Well, are they going to? Well, okay, there'll be some disruption. Okay.
Yeah. The
community announcements.
It's heavy in the winter.
Community announcements. Anybody have an announcement? Victoria?
Well, Coat Drive is still going strong with 67 coats, and I'm still taking dollar donations from anybody who would like to pledge.
You got mine, didn't you?
I know.
Okay,
and
I keep getting it. I'm like, well, didn't I do this?
Okay.
Well, and I don't know if everybody's aware of it, but on the WCAA website, there is a pledge factor for Grinder Day that anybody can go to and use PayPal, so we can get a community Grinder Day going. I don't know about a grant for that, et cetera. So that's about it.
Okay. I have heard hearsay, but at one of the meetings that he was well along his way on a grant.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
or even
here. Roger, have you heard?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly, but
I don't either.
There was a grant out there, and I know he's going for it. I don't know where it is.
Anyway,
it's
right.
Okay, so it's he's still trying to get grants. I think it's too late this year to try to put a Grinder Day in there, because by the time you get a 2-month window to collect stuff,
right,
it'll be pretty wet. So next spring, we'll see what.
I want to go back to the tree for a second, because we can get Tonka. You guys all know Tonka.
Oh, yeah.
He'll do it for next to nothing, because
he'll take the wood.
He'll take the wood.
You know what? I'll talk to you about that afterwards.
Johnny wants the wood.
I take it, but if this guy would do it for nothing, great. Yeah.
Well, have we decided to take the tree down? Is that what we're doing?
No. Let's just. Oh, objection.
I was just planning to make a statement.
Yeah. Stop it. I make a motion that Vic makes no more statements today.
Second.
All right. Thank you.
It's this guy. Liquid talk.
All right.
Okay. You have public forum? Anything to address?
I'm speaking now from
Did he leave?
Yes, he has to.
Oh.
He's still warm.
He wanted to remind you that Chuck Bowers solicited donations for the refrigerator.
Right.
Refrigerator, and maybe you want to check with him about the disposal of that one, whether somebody there wants to take it or whether they wanted to donate it further. So that was number one.
Okay.
And for Firefighter Appreciation Day, he has coffee mugs with the Walker logo on it. And the back could have photos of the firefighters put on it, and that's the deceased said, quote, that might be something nice that they could use daily than have somebody dust around, end quote. And they run about $10 or $11 each, so we can get on that.
Great idea, but that's up to him.
Well, it's our budget, so.
Well, no, he's got his own budget for merchandise.
Yeah, right.
We can talk about it. I think it's a great idea.
We can talk about it with Roger. You know, we sometimes what happens is we want to do something nice, and all of a sudden it's $1,000. I mean, it goes fast, you know. I like the idea of having
he's
a firefighter.
He's talking about doing and selling them, right?
Sorry?
Is he talking about selling
them? No, he's talking about giving them to the firefighters.
Right, right. I like the idea of the firefighter of the year. I think that's a great idea. You've got somebody already in mind, and yeah.
So if I was firefighter of the year, I'd want something more than a coffee mug.
Well, that's why.
Hang on.
I think he was thinking an appreciation.
Right.
Right.
I get that. Right. I get that. Yeah.
That's what I understood.
Very.
Yeah.
Envelope.
Roger, by the way, has his own budget for firefighters' appreciation, so let's just leave that to Roger. If he wants to add to that for something, he can let us know.
That's a neat idea, though.
I don't think that's his operation.
Victoria's still talking.
Yes.
Sorry, ma'am.
Now, by your point, Roger, the Firefighter of the Year Award, is this something new? I don't remember you doing it previously, so.
Well, last year in the. That's the thing I said. Well, if you had a firefighter of the year, it would be Mark Keegan, and then I went on to explain why.
Yeah.
So it occurred to me that maybe we should, and someone who's, you know, fairly new comes to just about everything, including calls in the middle of the night. So
what I guess I'm getting at, if you started this year, it should continue. That's just my thought. And it's a list of set of the firefighters current that are on the website. And my last statement, Johnny O, I believe you know that there's a typo on your email address on the website.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that,
yeah,
right.
So
that was purposeful.
Yeah.
That's right.
He doesn't read them anyway,
yeah.
Obviously.
Thought you were voting.
Okay,
shut up.
All right. Okay, the answer to the firefighter list is probably it's not current. It's probably some years old even. Is it current?
It's pretty current.
Oh, okay.
Submitted, additions and a couple of deletions.
Okay.
I will vouch for a 100% accuracy, but it's...
Okay.
It's,
sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah,
I didn't know that Chris had been making those changes. And it's easy enough to call Chris to change your email address.
Okay.
Right? Is that your job?
I've never known anyone to have an issue with it, but maybe the one that's on the website. I usually get emails directly
the
from
you. The one that's on the board... website.
Okay.
We've got the board, president, vice president.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from the board?
I make a motion
Roger,
I don't want to get behind here.
Steve?
Nope.
Okay.
I make a motion that we
okay.
Second.
Terry Biskey seconds.
Yep.
Johnny O moves. Any discussion about adjournment? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay. I want to turn this thing off and then